You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yes, the Auckland Arts Festival is taking place next month, and this year a special collaborative project by various Auckland communities will tell the stories of the city's diversity. For the first time, the festival is producing A Whānui, a series of participatory works commissioned by the festival in collaboration with established artists and community representatives from Glen Innes, Sandringham, Mangere and more. The Whānui features hundreds of participants from across the city and will be a celebration and showcase of the diversity of Tāmaki Makaurau. Auckland Arts Festival Artistic Director Carla Van Zon says diversity is at the heart of the Auckland Arts Festival's programming philosophy, and they are committed to engaging with the many different people who call Auckland home. I spoke to Van Zon earlier about the Auckland Arts Festival, and I began by asking her who came up with the idea for the Whānui.
The whole concept of Whānui was a team effort. It was something that I called a programming meeting and said I wanted to do something with the diversity project and with the community, and that reached back into the community a bit more, and where art was done in a different way than what we normally do. And so as a team we came up with the concept and the projects within it. Many ideas for many projects, and millions of them to start off with, actually. And everybody in the team contribute towards that.
What are the various artistic components of the Whānui?
The project is basically about art and participation in the arts, and art and community and what it means to the community. So it's about projects that tell stories about communities. They're projects that are where the communities can tell their own stories in a way, in their own way, if that makes sense to you. We talked about lots and lots of ideas, like the photography idea. Was one of the very first ideas that was came up with the team, and that was where kids recorded their community and in ways and told us about their place and their home and how they feel about things. And some of them are about family, and some of them are about where they live, and some of them are about nature or the environment that they live in. But it's all about our place.
This must be one of the biggest projects you've had at the festival, given the number of participants.
It's a huge project. It's not probably, White Night is also enormous. And in terms of audience, it's definitely not the biggest, because something like Group F or this year, of course, Power Plant, our big outdoor domain events are huge as well. But this is something that reaches into the community in a very different way. And there's a lot of participants, local participants, who are not, they're members of the community.
Mm.
And I think that's the special thing, is that they're bringing their views and their thoughts about our world, our place, through the arts to other people.
What is the importance of this collaboration, sort of both symbolically and artistically?
I guess we're trying to listen to what the community wants to talk about.
Yep.
That's one thing I think is very important. I think one of it is it's about art can change lives. And we've already had letters from parents who talk about the importance of what's happened with the workshop, with the camera, with the kids who were on the courses, the four workshops we had, north, south, east and west. And one little boy goes to bed with his camera now, and he takes photographs every day. And it's become a whole new thing. He was quite shy and withdrawn before, and now he's really kind of out there. So we believe that all of these projects give people a voice.
What other things can people expect at this year's festival?
Oh, God, we've got a huge range of things, from, Mexicans doing Morrissey to...
That's pretty amazing.
I know. They're mad about Morrissey in Mexico. And they've created this incredible band called Mexorissi, which is now taking off worldwide. They've just been playing in England. It's had rave reviews in London and stuff. So it's quite interesting. Through to, of course, music like Revolutions and Respect, where, we're talking about art mattering and art being able to change the world. I mean, Respect was a song that became the anthem for the civil rights movement in the United States, but it was also quite a feminist statement at the time. For me, having four women sing their own songs and music that they want to talk about, that talks about things that they're interested in, is what's in Respect, while Revolutions is we're really going to change the world. And people like Moana Maniapoto, who has been working for years and using her music as a tool to for change.
How hard is it to prepare a festival like this, bringing together so many different art forms and artists?
It's a lot of work. It's extraordinary. I mean, it goes from trying to meet with artists and convince them to come. So I flew up to Canada to meet with Rufus Wainwright, for example, and asked him if he'd come to New Zealand to do a particular thing. And he wants to do this double bill, which is he wants to present for his first opera ever, as well as himself sing his Judy Garland night. So it's kind of a mix of things. So we have that personal connection with the artists. We see their work. We spend a lot of time negotiating and contracting and preparing, and the technical side and the marketing side. It's an enormous project. And we have hundreds and hundreds of artists. They all have to travel here. We have to do all their flights, their accommodation, their per diems and things. So, yeah, it's a big exercise.
Just finally then, when is the festival taking place and where can people go to find out more information?
Okay, so 8 to 26 March, and the www.aaf.co.nz. And we really hope you join us. There's millions of things. There's also our festival garden in Altair Square, which will have free music in it as well, and a Spiegel tent there with very naughty, nice, wicked cabaret.
Fee-wire. Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wife. No one, they shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.